Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, your website is AspireFA.com, right?
Yes, indeed.
And the book is called Making Mammon Serve You, wherever books are sold. We're talking about financial planning, even in the year of the cliff. One of my previous guests today, Rick Newman, is a business correspondent, business correspondent for U.S. News. He says that we're living, this is the year, 2013 is the year of the cliff. He said there's more of these coming. And so how do we, talk to us some more about how do we, you've told us about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the cliff, is the cliff negotiations and all the different resolutions or alleged resolutions that the without any sense of shame the political class have given us in Washington. But how do we put this into practical use?
Well, now that we have some certainty around some of these areas, like our tax rates and our estate tax situation, my first suggestion is that people, number one, start the year off by reviewing their budget, both business and personal, because you know what percentage of your income the government's going to let you keep. So that will help you with some planning.
Yeah, you better see what your new take-home is going to be, right?
Exactly. And, so you can make some plans, and it's always important to do so, particularly in the estate planning area, because for the last 5 years, basically what we've been telling people is we don't know what's coming, so keep all your options open.
Right.
And now that we've
got
some
certainty, coming, you just got to know where you are.
Exactly. And so it's a good time to do some review of all the plans that you have in place and see if they still accomplish what you want them to accomplish in light of the new reality of the tax numbers and the estate planning numbers.
Right. All right, what else?
And that just sort of falls in line with all the normal things that it's good to do at the beginning of the year anyway, which is to make some progress on some financial resolutions. You can always address a financial problem, even the ones that D.C. creates, by having more income. And if you can do things that, one of the things I tell my small business clients to do at the beginning of the year is go through your customer relationship management software or whatever you use to keep track of your clients and customers. And make sure all that information is up to date and your contacts are good and your notes are current, because that's where your income comes from. And if you can do that, it actually is financial planning to sharpen that end of things, because it will directly increase your cash flow, and that helps take the sting off of almost anything even Washington does.
Right. All right, what's next?
I think if you do one more thing, you'll be great. Think about the thing that you complained about most in 2012 financially, whether it's on the business side or your personal side, and resolve to get some help to fix that thing this year.
What would be an example?
Maybe it was a cash flow thing. Maybe it was a documentation and reporting and compliance thing. Maybe whatever it was, if there was something you kept coming back to and remarking that it was a problem, if you make it a point,
fix it. Think about what you got the most frustrated about. That's how it manifests with me.
Mm-hmm.
My failings, the things that Jim doesn't do well always frustrate me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If I'm disorganized about something, the first thing that happens is I get frustrated because I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So think back on what frustrated you last year, and then try to identify the source of that frustration, right?
Exactly. And sometimes the solutions are easy. For me, I look at things and say, can I outsource this? Because, I love being in front of people and solving their problems. I don't like some of the back office things so well. So if I could hire someone to help deal with some of that, I do more of the things that I like. I'm less frustrated, and I make more money.
Oh, yeah. Or get somebody to help you.
Absolutely.
I know that there's certain things I'm never going to get good at. So if I could just turn that over to somebody, You know, if I can find a way to turn that over to somebody and let them take care of that so I can go do what I do best.
Exactly.
Outsourcing, right, or delegating. Maybe that's the other example.
Right. Delegating is the ideal word for it, and it's really, really empowering.
Yeah.
And it takes your mind off all the things you can't control, like what they're doing in Washington.
Exactly. You mean what they're doing in without any sense of shame, Washington. That's what you meant
exactly.
to say.
Exactly.
Hey, John, AspireFA.com is his website. Making Mammon Serve You is the book. John, thanks for the good lessons today. Come back again real soon.
I'll look forward to it. Always great to be here.
Let's have a good 2013 together.
Into that.
All right. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.